Masculine women cause arguments. Now, I'm not blaming you for being in the masculine state because that happens due to the culture that's forced most women to be in their masculine, to have to step up and handle everything. Or it's been events that have happened in your life that have caused you to be in your masculine state, or maybe even that you modeled perhaps your mother to be in that masculine state. But the problem is that when you come to your man and you want to have a conversation with him, when there's something not going right in your lives together, or what we would call your kingdom together, there's some area in there, like the kids or the finances or some other thing that you need to talk to him about, and you come to him in the masculine state, immediately what's going to happen is he's going to resist that. He's going to hear it as criticism. And the moment he hears that, he's going to shut down. You're going to be looking at him and you're going to notice that he is switching off to you, that he's not present to you, that he's not really focused, and he's not hearing you. And feeling like that is going to make you stay in the masculine state. In fact, it's going to intensify that state. And now you're either going to do one or two things. You're either going to go him, as in verbally increase your intensity, or you're going to shut down and walk away from him because he's just not getting you, not understanding you. And now we've got an epidemic of women being in that state, being in that place of trying to communicate with their man, but unfortunately recognizing that they are in the masculine state, but not knowing how to move to the feminine state to be able to communicate because there's been no role models. Your girlfriends around you aren't doing it. Your mum probably didn't do it, and there is no role model there to know how to be into that state. Now, naturally, women know the difference between masculine and feminine states. They naturally know this. But the problem is, going to the feminine state feels weak. It feels vulnerable. And women don't like to be there because the culture says it's weak. In fact, it's the opposite. Being in the feminine state is actually very powerful. It gives you complete influence with your man. In that state, he will immediately respond in the right way to what you're saying, because there is a mechanism through millions of years of evolution in every man to want to protect, to want to make his woman feel good and feel safe. But you have to know how to trigger that. And I get a lot of women listening to this video going to go, hang on, that's not my man. He just doesn't listen to me. He shuts off. Yes, because by now he's so used to you coming in that state. Or even if you're saying nothing to him, that's still not you being in your feminine state. Because if you're in your feminine state, you would step up and you would be talking to him about what needs to be talked about. So if you're the type of woman that really doesn't want to ruffle the waters and keep things good and keep everybody good, then you're in your masculine state still. You just shut down, not really feeling as a woman can feel. So what's the solution? Well, the solution is to learn how to be in the feminine state, say what you need to say from that place where it has powerful influence. Now, that is a journey. It takes a while, and that's the type of training that myself, my wife, and my team of over 30 trained facilitators can assist you to go on, either in direct live events or over Zoom coaching anywhere in the world. So if you want to learn how to do that, if you want to change the dynamic that's going on in your relationship, this is the way to do it.